You know, biblical literacy is an issue that we're all concerned about. How well do our kids really know the Bible? Well, Explore the Bible Kids provides book-by-book studies that take your kids through the whole Bible in a way that will deepen their Bible knowledge. You can preview 4 weeks of Explore the Bible Kids at lifeway.com/explorethebible. And remember to join us in Nashville for the Etch Family Ministry Conference this October. If you only go to one conference this year, it needs to be this one. Be sure to register quickly, however, because rates will go up after May 31st. You can find out all the details and reserve your spot at etchconference.com. And now, our episode. Hey, listeners, welcome to a new episode of the Kids Ministry 101 podcast. I'm your host, Chuck Peters, and I'm joined today again by my good friend and partner in ministry here at Lifeway Kids, Jana Magruder. Hi,
hey,
Jana.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey. Jana is director of Lifeway Kids. She is our leader, and she has a new book that's out called Kids Ministry That Nourishes: Three Essential Nutrients of a Healthy Kids Ministry. And we are talking over this series of three podcast episodes about each of those three essentials for ministry. Last time, if you missed it, go back and find it in the archive. We talked about kingdom expanding ministry as a starting point, as a foundational beginning place for how to build a healthy ministry. Today, we'll be talking about heart transforming. Right, Jana? And so tell us, what is this idea of a heart-transforming kids ministry? Can you just describe that for us?
Sure. Well, sometimes the best way to kick off talking about these essential nutrients, as we call them in the book, is to tell what they're not. So heart-transforming as opposed to behavior modification, which sometimes is a really fine line that we walk when working with children. Mm. So if you think about it, those of us who work with kids, and if you're a parent out there, you know that this is a struggle too. I certainly do, because sometimes we just want obedience and we want it now.
Yeah, we want to change the way that they're acting.
Right? Quit pulling your sister's hair.
Be quiet.
Get in line.
Sit up straight.
All those things.
Eat your peas.
And you want it now. Right.
So those are all, clean up your room, or, hey, mister, you need to change your attitude is one that we talk about
a
at
lot.
Home sometimes.
Yes.
But those are all things that are not changes from within. Those are external behaviors
right.
that we desire to change.
And quite frankly, behavior modification can be easier
sure.
in terms of the short term.
Right, because you can imagine saying, I don't care how you feel about it, just do what I say.
Yes.
Right?
Or throwing a Bible verse in there and say, children, obey your parents.
In the Lord.
That's right.
Yes.
And or else, whatever that means, you know, you're grounded, you're no device, you know, whatever it is. It's a quick fix. It's not focused on grace. And that takes longer. And so heart transforming, if you want a heart transforming kids ministry, we like to talk about that. Our ministry should be focused on the heart. We can't transform hearts in our own flesh. We know that Christ alone is in the heart transforming business. And so if we are not pointing our children, our kids, in our ministry and in our homes for that matter, to the cross, to the gospel, then it can be really easy to focus on really good things like morals and values and character education. Things like that, good things, manners. I mean, manners is a big deal at my house sometimes mm-hmm. when I'm in the mood. But if we're not focused on how the gospel transforms, then we lean really quickly back on behavior modification. So a lot of times we start there. What is heart transformation? It's not behavior modification. It's focused on the gospel. And then we can talk about how to get there.
Yeah, and a lot of us, especially who are adults today, may have been raised in a church that taught us that way.
Mm-hmm. Sure. A lot of us.
That focused on the word legalism, maybe something that some people could relate with, right? On the
yes.
rules, the do's and don'ts
do's
that
and
come
don'ts.
With church.
The law is really what
law.
It is.
And if
yeah.
we boil a relationship with the Lord down to what you do or do not do, that can be really detrimental to a life.
Right. And so we know that in children's ministry, it's urgent work. We have them from sometimes babes in arms till they leave us for the youth ministry in braces and sometimes taller than us. And so we have a short amount of time to, and really it's the prime time. It's when hearts are really fertile to hear truth. And so the Word of God is how He talks to us. And so we have to focus our ministries. We have to evaluate the short amount of time that we have them. Are we focused on Scripture? Is what we're doing rooted in biblical truth? Is it focused on the gospel? Because we know that, for example, here's another urgent kind of warning sign. We know that church rhythms are changing. 20 years ago, a regular church member was considered someone who came to church three times a week. I mean, that's kind of how I grew up,
right,
and
yeah.
Probably many of you out there.
Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday
Absolutely.
Night, and that was normal.
And yes, and that was normal, and you were a regular church attender if that was your church rhythm.
But that's not the current rhythm.
No, research tells us that you are in good standing with the church, meaning you are a regular church attender if your family comes three times a month. Three times a month. So think about that for a minute. You might see kids in your ministry for maybe 3 hours a month.
Yeah.
And so you better really take some time to evaluate how you're using that time. And if it does not look different from what they're learning, let's say, in their public schools, which all have character education mm-hmm. programs.
Be kind and do
yes,
what's right.
Yes, virtue-based. Good things, all the things that they can talk about in public schools. If what you're doing on your primary time that you have with kids, whether that's Sunday school or a life group, whatever you call it in your church, if it doesn't look much different than what they're getting in their character education time in school, then you really need to take some time to reevaluate. Is heart transforming an essential nutrient in your ministry?
And so it is possible to have a ministry that that does many good things,
yes.
that pulls morals and behaviors mm-hmm. and out and supports them with Scripture. Here's
right.
why you should be kind, and here's mm-hmm. why you should be a helper. That's mm-hmm. kind of missing the mark, right? So now, another thing that we know statistically is that there's a trend that many kids who grow up in the church leave the faith when they go out on their own.
Yes.
And that may be tied to the fact that they have not experienced true heart transformation.
Right.
So the real change comes when they have a true, deep personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ that changes them from within, and then the behavior changes as a result of that.
Right.
But it doesn't usually happen the other way around, does it?
No, it does not. And like I said before, heart transforming ministries are rooted in Scripture. And so you also need to evaluate, how are you teaching children in your ministry? How are you training your volunteers to teach? How are you equipping your families to disciple at home? Which we know we want our parents to be the primary disciplers. That takes looking at a discipleship strategy, if you will. We know that haphazard discipleship is dangerous. And what I mean by that is taking stories, just kind of cherry-picking activities and Bible stories and things like that, and making it a scope and sequence, if you will, or making it a study plan. But it doesn't flow in a way that is gospel-focused. And so what ends up happening with that kind of strategy, if we're not careful, is you could take a Bible story and then you could do what I call the Velcro gospel, which is basically the plan of salvation Velcroed at the attached.
Tack it on to whatever you're
teaching. Tack it on to Noah's Ark. You know, this happened to Noah, and then Jesus died for you and has a plan for you. So a lot of us grew up hearing that. We heard the plan of salvation a lot, and children in our churches hear the plan of salvation and may be tempted to do the check yes or no, or maybe I'm interested in finding out more. And as we go into VBS season, that's really important to consider, because, you know, on the day where the gospel really is delivered, and that's why I love LifeWay VBS, because we bake it in, if you will, to all of our stories. But we have to be careful that kids aren't just kind of tempted to say, yes, I want to go to heaven. Yes, I want to go to heaven.
Right.
So tell me more about what I'm supposed to do. And then, you know, they say a prayer of salvation, but don't really understand the true gospel.
Yeah.
And so I call that haphazard discipleship. And really it can lead to kids making decisions before they're ready.
Yeah.
And so we always, that's a slippery slope because we always have to be very prayerful about the Holy Spirit's timing and how he wants to use our delivery to use that. So
the one way to think of this might be that those behavioral changes that we desire, that are good things, right, that we want to see realized in the lives of our kids, those are the fruit that come from being rooted in a transformed heart.
Right.
And so we can tape plastic fruit on things and make it look real, but at the end of the day, if the root is not there, mm-hmm. and if it's not established and healthy and strong and grounded, the fruit will not be there either. And so one way that we can gauge this is do you see fruit in the lives of the kids in your program?
Absolutely. And all of this takes a lot more time. And that's why if we know we only have kids for 3 hours a month, then we've got to figure out ways to help mom and dad be the primary discipler of their children at home. And so that's a switch around because a lot of us think that our primary role is to work with kids. And that's kind of why we got into this business, right?
And a lot of parents have kind of that outsourcing mentality, right?
We see that a lot.
You've said before, if you want your kid to learn piano, you hire a piano teacher.
That's
if you want them to learn basketball, you hire a basketball coach. If you want them to learn about the Lord, you take them to church.
That's right. But we live in an outsourced society, so that makes sense, but we have to change the conversation.
Yes.
And that's part of what children's, that's really kind of becoming the number one role of children's ministry is equipping parents. So that's really working with adults. All of a sudden you're doing adult ministry and you thought you were in this to do kids ministry. You know, we're after heart transformation and we know that that can't occur until they're rooted in scripture. And so we need to equip families to lead their kids at home.
So how do we begin to build this culture of heart transformation into our ministry? How does it affect the way we interact with our volunteers? How does it affect the way that we evaluate curriculum or teaching resources?
Yeah, there are real obvious things that we can do by just our content choices. That has to be carefully evaluated. I would encourage you not to do that in isolation. I would build a little team of parents and maybe other ministry leaders to help you with that decision. And keep this in front of you. You know, this essential nutrient. And by the way, an essential nutrient, we talked about it in the last episode, is something that the body, if we're talking about physical, the body must have but can't make on its own. So if you apply that analogy to a spiritual nutrient, that's what we're talking about. What does our heart, what do our hearts have to have that we can't find on our own? We have to hear it from the Bible. And so your content is a huge starting point. So don't do that in isolation, is a practical way to select content. Decide how you're going to get that message out to parents. I think a lot of us need to be talking to parents more than we do. Mm-hmm. It can't be just what we like to talk about, the 30-second handoff at the door, if you're lucky.
Yes.
So how can we build in other times where we're talking to parents and we're equipping parents? And it doesn't have to be something huge like a parent seminar. I mean, if we're doing parent seminars all the time, we're going to wear ourselves out. It has to be more practical ways of equipping parents.
So how can we model this? So we talked last week about, you know, the first step to building a ministry that's truly kingdom expanding in nature is for us individually to have that kingdom mindset in and of ourselves.
Right.
What does that look like to be the leader of a ministry that's really about heart transformation? How might it look different than
a ministry that's not?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I mean, let's face it. We're in children's ministry, and we want it to be fun. There's nothing wrong with that. But what I like to talk about is if we're focused more on the bells and whistles of children's ministry more than the nuts and bolts and the foundations, which I'm calling the Bible, if we're focused more on the attractional part and we get that out of order, then we could have a problem.
Yeah.
And so I always challenge preschool and children's leaders to evaluate that, you know, evaluate your content and evaluate if you're too attractional focused at the cost of not being heart transforming, then it's time to reevaluate.
There's something to teaching and leading and discipling from a mindset that the way we communicate is not about what you need to do as a child, but about what what God has done through Christ.
For you, right.
Huge difference.
Absolutely.
if we approach our ministry from one perspective or the other in what that looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So then how do we take this to our volunteers?
Yes.
Okay, great idea. Yes. And really, this is something that we all want to be about. No, I don't see anyone out there saying, oh, we don't want to transform hearts, right? So, but what does it look like practically to take this to our volunteers and to our team? How do we institute this approach?
Well, I think you need to make sure, first of all, that you're discipling your volunteers, whether that's you or making sure that they are being continually being discipled and growing in their own faith. You know, I've been in churches where there are Sunday school teachers or leaders who are kind of camping out in children's ministry, and they haven't been under the authority of a pastor or a teacher teaching in a really long time. And so sometimes that's on us to make sure that our volunteers are being fed. Mm-hmm. And so however that looks for you, sometimes children's ministers develop content that they can train their leaders and equip their leaders to just in their own faith to make sure that they stay healthy. You know, we talked in the last episode about it really begins in our own hearts, the hearts of ourselves as leaders and the people that we lead and serve alongside. If they aren't healthy and if they haven't been transformed truly, and if they don't live out the gospel daily, because we know the gospel isn't a one-time thing in terms of we daily preach the gospel to ourselves. Mm. So we need to make sure that our volunteers are living that out. And I think that as they do, that will overflow into how they teach kids and how they care about truly having transformed hearts.
And this can be one of those things that requires a period of time and that you're going to have to stay on it,
yeah.
Right? Because once it's ingrained in you about the do this, don't do that type of approach,
yes.
It can be hard to break that habit and kind of change your mindset as a leader to not lead that way.
Truly.
Right? Or not land there with your lessons. So to really, truly buy into it. I love the idea of posting these on your walls, you know, these essentials to remind everyone that we really need to be about the heart.
Right.
And keeping that in front of your volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great. Now, tell us a bit about the chapter in the book. So your book, Kids Ministry That Nourishes, the three essential nutrients of a healthy kids ministry. You talk about heart transforming ministry as well as kingdom expanding and culture shaping.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to find in that book and how might we use that to guide some conversations with our teams?
Well, first of all, the book is really written and designed to work with your teams. And so I encourage you to pick a copy for yourself at lifeway.com or amazon.com to read. It's a quick read. It's I think enjoyable.
It is.
I mean, you'll find some funny stories of just my own journey, and I really think you'll find it very relatable because children's ministers have a lot in common. We love the church, we love kids, and we love the Lord. And so all that together means, you know, we're going to be close friends no matter what. So I hope that you'll enjoy it. It'll be refreshing for you, but also that it can be a tool for you to use with your teams. It's designed that way. There's questions at the end of each chapter where you can go over them together, talk about them, and really get on the same page of these things that we're talking about. It's an easy way to do that.
So you can find that at lifeway.com or at amazon.com. Kids Ministry That Nourishes, three essential nutrients of a healthy kids ministry by our own Jana McGreeter. Jana, thank you for talking heart transforming with us.
Thanks for having me. It's fun.
And we'll have you back again
okay. Next
time because we're going to hit our third episode and final in our three episode series on kids ministry essentials next time. So listeners, come on back. Don't miss it. And until then, work with your teams and talk about the importance of kingdom expanding mindset and of a heart transforming approach to ministry. And we'll meet you next time to talk more about culture shaping.
Okay. See you next time.